Hello, and welcome to another episode of Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week, we talk about Splash Mountain officially closing in Disney World,
Runaway Railway opening in Toontown,
and our recent trip to the Disneyland Resort. Let's dive in. Right, and this is episode number 68, and we are back. We are back for another episode. This one's going to be fun because, we're doing a little trip report.
This one, these are my favorite to record.
Yeah, they're
fun. I'm so excited.
We get to relive what we just experienced, but we've been doing a lot of catching up the last week, both on work, unfortunately, and TV shows, which is fun, since we missed some episodes of our favorite shows while we were gone. We're watching Servant on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
Great show, if you like kind of scary, creepy things.
Not, again, not for
not
the littles.
Kid friendly. And then also we're watching The Last of Us on HBO. Another not very kid friendly thing, but it is fantastic. But the one that we've been watching that's very kid friendly and awesome is the Animal Kingdom series on Disney Plus.
So good.
The whole second season, I believe, is out. We're slowly getting through it. We love that show.
It's addicting. And it's so cute.
I know. I feel like I know all those little animals.
Well, it makes you want to go over there and visit them.
I know.
Go, oh my gosh.
You're a TV star. Yes. You know that? But hey, before we dive into everything, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. A giant, giant help to the show. Just helps us kind of pop up on the search results when you look up Disney podcasts, and we'll pop up a little sooner there so other folks can enjoy it. And please share an episode with a friend. So if you have some friends that like Disney or you want to get them to like Disney, send them this episode and see if they get hyped after our trip report. And I think we did. We were going to read one off, but it like disappeared off of Apple Podcasts. So a review popped up. It was there for a few days and then it came off. And on the back end, it looks like it's still there.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. It's there on the back end. Like the number is still there for the actual review, but the review is not. It's really
confusing.
So if you left one, please let us know because it's not showing up.
Yes. And I apologize that we didn't read it off. If you're like, hey, what the heck? It's just because of that. I looked it up. It's a known issue with Apple and they're trying to fix it. Apparently it happens once in a while.
Yeah.
And so it might pop up in the next couple weeks and then we'll read it then. Another way of supporting the show is using our Undercover Tourist link, which is in the episode details. And you can just click on that if you're planning a trip to the parks or shoot, if you're going skiing up in the mountains, you can click that, save a couple bucks on your tickets. And it also supports the show.
Yes. And one more exciting thing. If you aren't following us on Instagram already, please do so. But this past week, Caleb and I announced that our new website is up and running, which is super exciting.
It is. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
So yeah, I've been working on the website. Before, it just kind of linked you over to Anchor, which is our podcast hosting platform, which is fine. It works for most. But I wanted to make it a little more pretty, a little more personal. And so we made one and hopefully you guys like it. You know, it's a work in progress. I'm sure I'll add to it.
It looks amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, we have the actual link in our bio on Instagram, or if not, it's just markethousepodcast.com. So definitely check it out.
Yeah, and we'll link it down here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's dive into the news. All right, first up, we've got some Walt Disney World news. We're going to cover all of it in one segment here. So East Coast folks, here you go. First off, we've got Splash Mountain officially closing on January 22nd. And what I mean by closing is it's closed. So closed on the 22nd. We were actually in the parks, right?
Yeah, we were at Disneyland.
Yeah, we were at Disneyland. And so we were kind of trying to keep up with everything on Instagram and Twitter and kind of see what people were doing. It was insane.
It was craziness the whole time.
Craziness. So if you don't already know, I'm sure all of you do, but they're closing Splash Mountain to retheme it into Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which looks really, really, really good. And we're excited for that to open. Mm-hmm. I think sometime in 2024, right?
Okay.
And I might be wrong on that, but I think that's what's been said. So yes, Splash Mountain closed on the 22nd, but it was insane. So people wanted to get their last ride in, which is understandable. A lot of people grew up with this ride. They like it. My little brother, this was his favorite ride since he was a kid. He calls it Soaking Wet Mountain because you just get really wet. The wait got up to 220 minutes. That is insane.
Yeah, and apparently I saw a couple people mention that it wasn't actually that long towards the end of the day, even though it said
that. Were they just posting it?
Like it was, like, let's say it said 160 minutes and it only took like 55 or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I saw a couple people mention that.
Got it. They probably just said, forget keeping that thing accurate. People are going to ride it anyways. So, okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, it closed weird people bottled up water from the attraction and are trying to sell it on eBay for
and
up to
sticks.
Like 100. And, oh, I didn't see the sticks.
I saw a stick. And I'm okay. Like, where'd you get a stick?
Like, they stuck their hand out, which they're not supposed to do, and they're selling sticks. So yeah, people are being weird about it. It's a ride. It's okay. It's going to close and something's going to replace it. Just like every few years at Disney, something like this happens. Yeah. And so the craze is kind of getting a little crazy.
I saw one thing. It was basically like, do people not know it's going to be the same ride?
No. It's just different overlay, theming.
Which again, I can't tell you how excited I am. I mean, people on here know I'm obsessed with Tiana and Prince and the Frog. So I literally am so excited for this overlay to happen. I can't wait for the Disneyland one to close because I want that over here.
Whoa.
So we can go on it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I was actually going to talk about that. So yeah. I think there's a rumor. So Disneyland is still open. So we still have it over here on the West Coast. But there's a rumor, and let me highlight, it's a rumor that it will close sometime in May.
Okay.
So it's unofficial. We haven't heard anything from Disney. I just saw this floating around on Twitter, and so I thought I'd share it, but definitely not official. Perfect. So sometime in May. So it looks like we have a few months left to ride Splash Mountain. Next up, we've got Roundup Rodeo. So we've already announced the opening of this restaurant, but it's opening on March 23rd over in Toy Story Land, and the menu was released. So go check it out on Disney Parks blog. But basically, I'm going to summarize it here. It's family-style dining with just the normal barbecue stuff.
Yeah.
With all creative names, right? Like it's Jesse's Roundup Ribs or something like that. I made that one up.
It reminds me of the barbecue place that was at Disneyland.
Yes.
I forgot what it was called.
Oh, it's going to kill me. Okay, so I had a boss that loved this place. He was nice enough to take us there all the time. We used to go down there for work a lot.
Yeah.
And so we'd always go over to Disney. This was crazy. I had a season pass annual pass all the time because I was a Disney freak. And so I got in for free, but all my other coworkers, he'd just pay for a ticket, a day ticket.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Mm-hmm. So we'd go in and eat this place, but I'm forgetting it.
I can't forget.
Anyways.
It had animals. Remember?
Big Thunder Ranch? Big Thunder Barbecue
Big Thunder
or something.
Ranch Barbecue?
Yeah.
Something. If you know, let us know. I can't remember.
Sorry. Yeah, people are going to be like, how dare you? But yeah, they had barbecue food. It's very similar. Finally, for Disney World News, Tron and Epcot signs were revealed. So Tron is sponsored by Enterprise. That was a surprise to everybody. Again, I don't know if I care too much about it, but I still think it's kind of weird that Disney accepts like corporate sponsors for their rides.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's so weird to me that like a multi-billion-dollar corporation is like, we'd like to get paid for this ride.
Yeah. Well, it's like Utopia with Chevron.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor Tesla was going to take it over.
And Fast Track is, what's Fast Track?
Test Track.
Or what?
I'm pretty sure that's the Bay Area yes. toll system. Yes. Test Track, I don't know.
I forgot. It's something. I remember saying it out loud. But yeah, it's crazy how they do that. But hey,
yeah.
whatever
But the
works.
Sign, the sign looks great. They revealed it. And then also finally, the Epcot sign looks really good.
Loved it.
Yeah. It's really small. It kind of looks a little silly, but I like the new font and it's an Epcot sign.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got a ton of Disneyland news for you guys. And if you don't already know, the 100th anniversary celebration has officially started as of January 27th.
Yes. And even more of exciting news, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway has officially opened.
It has. So it opened up on the 27th, which is weird because Toontown is still closed.
Right.
So they've got this kind of cordoned off section. They corral you just to that attraction, but it looks so good. We're trying to keep it under wraps, I guess. We've ridden the Disney World version,
right?
But we don't want to get spoiled as of the differences and stuff because it's supposed to be slightly different
right.
than the East Coast version because we're going so soon. We're going back to the parks in about
March.
A month.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, in March. And so we want to keep it nice and fresh. And so we're not trying to watch YouTube videos or anything. But from the pictures we saw, it looks really good.
Yeah, and like all the movie posters that they kind of rethemed, like the Parent Trap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks amazing.
It looks really
good.
I'm super
excited.
The facade looks amazing. The queue is supposed to be unbelievable. And again, I'm so bummed we barely missed it. We were there a week before the celebration officially started.
It looks like it was super busy though.
Super busy.
Yeah, so I'm kind of glad that we missed it a little bit because we'll just experience it.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
Didn't plan on asking you this, but will you pay for, if we don't get a virtual queue, are you going to pay for the Lightning Lane?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll be the first time. It'll be the first time we pay for it.
Yes. And everyone's like, what?
Oh, fun thing here, though, really quick. It was actually cheaper on opening day than Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, it was $20.
Yeah, so Rise was $25. This was $20. And then Cars, or Radiator Springs Racers, was $15.
I mean, I'm excited. I will definitely pay for this one because, again, like I've mentioned before, it is one of my favorite attractions in Disney World. So I'm so excited that it's coming or that it's here.
It is here. Yeah. Super excited. In addition to that, all the nighttime spectaculars have started. So Wondrous Journeys, the new fireworks show, people are comparing it to Happily Ever After.
Oh, wow.
That quality. Nothing but great things about Wondrous Journeys. Mm-hmm. Mixed reviews on World of Color 1. I'm excited just because I'm a huge World of Color fan. If you followed us along on our last trip, you would have seen all the World of Color videos that Caitlin took during our viewing.
Yeah.
But I've heard mixed things. They said it's not bad, but it's not great. And then someone else actually saw it last night, I believe, and they were tweeting that it was like, meh.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't probably like go wait an hour to see it again.
Right. Well, either way, we're definitely going to see both of them in March.
Sure.
But we're trying to keep the spoilers like
to a minimum.
To a minimum. I keep seeing like little glimpses of Baymax going and I'm like, oh no. And I like skip out of people's stories. But yeah.
So normally we wouldn't be like that if we like you didn't have a plan. A trip planned.
Yeah.
But since it's coming so soon, I'm like, let's just experience it for ourselves.
Yes. Which speaking of World of Color 1, I had a question for all of you, which I would love your feedback. Do you guys, or if any of you have experienced it, do you recommend the dessert dining for World of Color?
Or
dessert party, I guess you could say. I'm very curious about this because it's very expensive. But part of me is like, okay, it's a new show. Would it be worth it? They do have gluten-free options, I just found out. So I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, should we do it?
Yeah.
Should we not? Like, what? It's very expensive.
It's definitely not for the food because the value on the food is not great. For gluten-free,
right.
Specifically, it's like fruit and then
you get like
a
chocolate
brownie.
Muffin. Yeah.
Bro.
And cheese.
Okay, and it's going to be $200 for the both of us, right?
I mean, I get the regular one has like a bunk cake.
Caitlin's like, I don't really care about you, but what I'm going to get, a bunch of cakes.
No, it's extremely expensive. So any of you have ever attended or experienced it, like, please let us know your thoughts.
Please.
Because I'm curious.
All right. And last up for you guys, we've got some kind of random news. Things that didn't really slide easily into either Disneyland or Disney World, but a couple of very exciting announcements here. The first one is Coco
is coming to Broadway. I'm so excited.
That's good. We did it in unison. Coco's coming to Broadway. It was announced over in Epcot at their Broadway on Stage thing. So they have it in Epcot at the, I think it's the American Pavilion.
Okay.
They do some performances from people on Broadway. So The Lion King comes and performs and whatever. So they had a performance from, I don't remember the names of the people, but they performed something and said, oh, by the way, Coco's coming to Broadway. So the show is currently in development. Really no other announcements other than they are working on this. So I believe, Broadway alludes to New York only, right? It's not going to be a traveling Broadway show yet. I think that happens like years afterwards.
Maybe.
So Caitlin just told me right before we started recording this section, we're going, by the way.
I would love to.
No. Coco. That's not how you worded it. You said, we're going to see Coco.
Well, I've implied that of course we can talk about it.
So apparently we're going to New York when this thing. So yeah, I think, I don't know, if it works, it would be awesome to go see this.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we love Coco in this house.
Coco is just, it's one of the best Pixar movies ever.
It is.
It's amazing.
It's very good. So yeah, Coco's coming. If you're excited, if you live on the East Coast, and let's do a Market House Coco Broadway
meetup.
Right?
That would be awesome.
When this is developed in 3 years, we'll do it. I don't know when it's coming out. And then finally, magic keys are still available.
This is very strange to me.
It's crazy. So the only two that aren't, they're just renewal. That's what it is. Renewal only. Imagine, which is the SoCal key, that just closed up. So that sold out technically, and it's just renewal only now. And Enchant, which is the kind of middle tier. So the top two keys are still available, the Believe and Inspire. I think the Believe's going to run you about $1,100. And the Inspire key is $1,600.
Whoa. Okay.
So you got to pull those wallets out, and it's going to be a little pricey, but they're still available. So if you really want a magic key, go ahead and grab it, I guess. But
yeah.
I know. It's crazy. I'm still like in awe that they're available. I'm happy they are, but very confused.
But what does
as
that
why.
Mean?
I know.
Are people just not doing it, or did they just release a ton?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't know.
We'll see.
Right, you know what that cash register sound means. It is time for
Shop the Mouse
with Market House.
We are back and we got some new merch.
Oh,
so excited.
Yeah, Caitlin was busy actually acquiring merch this last week.
Yes.
And so now it's time for you guys to partake in.
You know what? I told the people that if there's a new merch, I'm going to be telling you about it. And let me tell you,
there's
some new Disney 100th merch that just came out, but it's the It's like the Mickey Mouse Walt Disney Studios collection. It is beautiful.
It's really cool.
I love it. So like, I got a couple of my favorite things. I thought we could just go over them. A couple sweatshirts and then a mug. But the first thing that caught my eye is the Mickey Mouse Walt Disney Studios pullover for adults. It's kind of like a heathered gray material. And then in across the chest, it has the Walt Disney Studios logo.
Yeah, the old school one.
It's so cute.
Very cool.
I love it. So definitely want to get Caleb one of these so that I can wear it all the time.
It's always, can you get this sweatshirt? And I go, you'll be wearing this in about 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we just have to. It's cozy.
It works.
But it looks, to my knowledge from the pictures, it looks a little thicker, which I personally like. And it looks soft.
It better be. It's $65, right?
Again, I haven't felt it yet, so don't take me up on that. Yeah. But it looks a little like nicer quality than what they usually normally are.
Okay.
How they're already pilling usually sometimes when you're washing them. This sweatshirt's a little more pricey at $64.99. Again, look for it on Shop Disney. They just dropped it, so they'll be running discounts soon if you're not going to the parks. And then next up, as I mentioned, we have a Walt Disney cartoonist mug. This one I thought was very unique. It's a different shape than your normal coffee mug. It's kind of more of those flat.
I think it's how they used to make mugs actually back when this would have come out, right?
Oh, really? 50s.
Yeah. So they were kind of squatter, the mugs back
then. Yeah, I like it.
So it looks really retro.
Right.
And I actually know someone who lives in the Sacramento area who goes to Disney all the time. He grabbed it. And he had it for coffee with his coffee this morning.
It's so cute.
Jealous.
Yeah. It's really nice. It has like a little animated decal of, it looks like Walt and he's trying to do some animations and he has like a pencil in his ear.
It's really cool.
It says Walt Disney cartoonist. And underneath it says comic cartoons, advertising cartoons, animated motion picture cartoons. So it's almost like a little like ad for Walt Disney, which I thought was really neat.
Yeah.
And then of course there's some decals on the back. This mug is going to cost you $19.99, which I feel like is pretty normal for these mugs. They're usually around that.
$14.99 to like $20, I think.
Right. Yeah. So highly recommend. And then lastly is another sweatshirt. This one is almost like a crew neck version of the hoodie that I just spoke about. But again, it has the logo on it. It's like a softer heathered gray color. I definitely love this one as well. If I had to pick one, I think I would pick the hoodie. I just like the logo on it more. It's more, I feel like it's bigger and more.
But there's options.
There is options.
If you want to go hoodless, get this one.
This one's a little cheaper as well. It's $49.99. So again, those are just a couple things that I love and I'm definitely look forward to purchasing. And when we we will definitely let you know.
Oh, goodness. All right. And for our main segment this week, we have a fun trip report for you guys. We just got back from the parks about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very, very fun time. And we were definitely ready to get back down there because this was like the biggest gap we've experienced, which people are going to roll their eyes and be like, oh, rough.
Yeah.
It was 4 months.
Right.
That's a long time for us.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's too long. Mm-hmm. So because of, I don't know how, why did we wait that long?
I don't know.
Okay. We did. We waited that long. And so this was, yes.
Oh, we had travel for your work. That's why.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Work travel. Not the best, but you have to do it sometimes. But this was a late birthday trip for Caitlin. She celebrated her birthday the first week of January, which we almost always go around her birthday, but we had to push it a little bit this time.
Yeah, we wanted to push it because we wanted to go when the Christmas decor was taken
down. That's mm-hmm. right.
Which was actually a really good decision. I loved it. Because sometimes it's weird when you go like the first January.
So we celebrate Christmas like November 1st. We've got the music on. The tree's coming up in the next few days.
Right.
And so we already had like a full 2 months of it. Mm-hmm. So by December 25th, we're like, all right,
we always take it down on the 26th.
Yes.
So
I think we're pretty much done with Christmas by then. So yeah, I think you're right. The first week of January, a little too late for Christmas celebrations. And then we thought we'd share some highlights from each day of the trip.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of go down the list here of kind of what happened, share the highlights, and summarize it at the end for you guys.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I'm so excited. We had such a blast. So
very fun. It was a very fun trip.
I miss it already. I can't wait to go back.
I know. Caitlin's already looking at YouTube videos going like, all right.
Yeah. I'm like living through all of our friends at the parks right now that are like sending pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right. So we flew down on a Friday evening without incident with mm-hmm. Southwest. I was surprised. I was expecting them to be like, our system's down and you'll be down there on Tuesday afternoon. So that was nice. We flew into Long Beach Airport. If you want to know, the two closest airports are John Wayne, which is in Orange County, Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. It's got three names.
That's our preferred airport.
It is our preferred, but prices have gotten a little wonky on that mm-hmm. one. So Long Beach is usually cheaper, but it's slightly farther away from the park. And let me tell you how that plays into the cost.
Yes.
Uber. So this was, prices have gone up.
Yeah, a lot. Actually, we were quite surprised when we found out how much it was going to cost.
Yeah. So it was $56 for the ride. That was including a tip from the airport to the hotel. Mm-hmm. So it's about $60. So round trip, you're looking at $120 in Uber for Long Beach. So yeah, it's getting kind of expensive. So for people, if you don't plan on having a car down there, just keep that in mind, budget a little more, because it seems like Uber is increasing prices to cover costs and stuff. So that was a little surprising. So I was like, yay, starting off with a $60 Uber.
Yeah, for like 20-something minutes.
Yeah. we arrived at our ooh, absolute favorite hotel.
Oh my gosh, it's making me just giddy just talking about
this.
It
is a Christmas, not a Christmas present, a birthday present for Caitlin. Mm-hmm. It's her favorite hotel, the Westin Anaheim. We love that place. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's clean.
It's so clean and it's beautiful.
Great customer service. A little bit of luxury in there. It's a mm-hmm. little fancy.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this. After a long day at the parks, you're not walking on like gross thin hotel carpet. You're not walking on like whatever. It is the plushest, thickest carpet.
It's such a weird thing, but it's so true.
I know. I found like a like spoiled brat, but like it is a cloud.
We brought, which again, if you weren't following along on stories, please do, because we normally do like little check-ins throughout the night or throughout the day. And we did a check-in that night. I remember eating sprinkles and Caleb like stood up for something and he's like, the carpet is so plush.
I was like, I just could like sleep on it. Yeah. So yeah, if you want to stack the room and have the kids sleep on the ground, they won't mind.
No.
Let me tell you, this is definitely a splurge. It's not a normal thing. But this is, it's reasonable for Anaheim now, which is, I can't believe I'm saying this, because the prices for hotels have gone pretty crazy.
Right.
And so if you're on Harbor, and which most hotels are, mm-hmm. and you want to be fairly close to the parks, you're probably paying near how much this place is because it's a little farther. But this is, and also you're shaving, it's nicer than the Disney hotels and cheaper at the same time.
Right.
So it's right next to the Paradise Pier, on the south side of the Disneyland Resort. Mm-hmm. And you can use, this is the crazy thing, you can use the security entrance over on the, I guess it's the west side of the resort.
Yes, over by the Disneyland Hotel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's no line.
Never. Ever.
We never waited in a single line for security.
Mm-mm. We always walk right up to the security guard.
So that's a huge tip. If you want to stay on that side of the resort, use that west entrance, you are going to save, I'm not kidding, probably half an hour than waiting on the harbor side every morning to try and get into the parks.
Yeah, and I do have to say it's quite a nice walk over to that area as well, especially because you almost feel like you're staying on Disney property because it's so close.
Like 60% of it is, maybe not that much, 50% of the walk is on Disney property.
Right, because again, our room, the hotel is close enough to where we literally can look into DCA.
Yeah, our room was on the third floor and faced the park, so mm-hmm. you could see the fireworks from there.
Incredicoaster, you can hear everything.
Everyone on Incredicoaster, you can hear them. That was fun.
We could hear World of Color, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Nice. That night, we walked over to the parks after settling in the room and walked around DCA. We ate some Flo's.
Yes.
VA Cafe, grabbed mm-hmm. some burgers. It was late because we...
I think it was like 9 o'clock, but the burgers... And let me tell you, I said something on stories. The pickles there are so delicious. They were crunchy and cold. I love them.
Good.
Yeah. It's
big pickle fan over here.
Weird.
We shopped a lot as well. Caitlin got some shopping done that night. Mm-hmm. And what else do you do, right, on your first night at Disney?
Yeah, it's always the most magical night because you're like, we're here. We're at Disneyland.
And it takes me a while to like decompress from work and like regular life. And so the first night, by the end of that night, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. So we ended the night. We got some sprinkles, as I mentioned. Went back to the hotel and decided to go to sleep and wake up early.
Not really wake up early, but we woke up on Saturday morning.
Right.
And went over to the parks, of course, got up, got ready. And on the way.
Oh, this was amazing.
This was awesome. We looked to our left. And what do we see in the Disneyland Hotel? A wedding going on.
Yes, with the carriage.
Everything.
It was so neat.
It was so cool. So we sat and watched for a little bit. We were respectful.
Oh, yeah.
Family night. We were all very quiet.
And we're behind like gates. We're not like.
We didn't crash the wedding. We didn't grab a seat.
We're like standing in front of the wedding party.
Congrats, guys. So we watched from afar through the gate And it was really neat.
It was awesome. I did find it interesting because, again, there's a little area where you do the weddings at the Disneyland Hotel. However, it's right next to the entrance area where, like, security's being checked. And so there was a cast member, like, pushing a trash can
it
and, like, a cart.
So
and
loud.
It was loud. And you could hear it at the wedding.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt bad. But, again, nothing's going to
spoil
their day. It
was right when the bride was walking down the aisle. Yes. Like, she was getting out of the carriage and this, you could hear this, brrr, like,
yeah.
This. Yeah,
but it was just pretty crazy to see all the cast members, like, they're just helping her out of the carriage. They're taking pictures. Like,
it was
amazing.
It was really cool. So congratulations, whoever got married that day.
Yeah.
We had reservations for Carnation Cafe breakfast that morning.
We did. We finally made it.
The first time post-COVID we tried to go. The kitchen shut down for we don't know why. They just said a kitchen shut down. Sorry, you can't eat here. So this time we tried it again, and we were successful. So we ate there. But the experience was just okay this time.
Right.
Let me tell you why. We were so excited, too, because we haven't been there forever since pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
And this was the weird thing. So, again, this is not the cast member's fault. I don't want to put the blame on them. They're just following orders. But the server wouldn't let Caitlin order a side of eggs because they said the kitchen was understaffed. So they basically said you can order an entree as is.
Yeah.
But if you want to add anything, you want to add a side of bacon, no can do.
Yeah. Because again, we ordered the big Mickey waffle, which just comes with fruit. And I'm like, oh, I'll just get a side of eggs. And she's like, oh, you know what? Unfortunately, we're not doing sides right now because we have like two people in the back cooking. And so I was
I can understand like that stinks and I get that. Right.
Yeah.
But it's just a little odd. The rule is a little weird.
Yeah.
So if you were expecting a certain breakfast and they can't do that for you, you're like, okay.
Right. And again, other people were still getting eggs, but it was only if it was a part of your meal.
It's so weird. It was a weird rule.
It was a little different. But I wanted to mention the regular Mickey waffle was delicious.
Oh, was it?
It was delicious. Caleb, on the other hand, had some interesting waffles.
So I got the gluten-free waffles and they were okay. Again, I'm really happy they offer them, but they must have changed the mix they use because they were super dense.
Yes. And for those of you who are like, oh, it's just because you're gluten-free, I have tried multiple of Caleb's gluten-free like Disney waffles at the parks, and these literally, they were thick. It was like you were eating cake.
Yeah,
it
like
was
weird. Like a spongy cake.
Yes. So it's not like the normal crispy, like crunchy, yummy gluten-free waffles that you normally get. So it was just interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd rush to go there again. I'd probably save my money and go to like a quick service. But we love Carnation. So the inside was awesome and it's got a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'd go there again.
Yeah.
Okay. So right after eating, we walked over to ride Alice in Wonderland, my favorite dark ride.
I love that ride.
And let me tell you,
we ran into someone.
Yeah. So let's just get into this. So we ride the attraction, and it's my favorite. I'm sitting there just like, dun, 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 dun. I'm just like in my zone. And Caitlin just goes, like, nudges me right after. So, you know, you ride out, you come out, very happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Birthday cake. Happy birthday. Birthday. And we come out, we're waiting to unload. And Caitlin kind of nudges me and goes, look to your left. So we
and
look
I'm
over.
Being very calm. I'm not like freaking out or anything.
She just like goes, look to your left. So I look to my left and I see a plaid and I go, oh, good for you, bro. Whoever this is.
Yeah.
You got a plaid. And then I look to the left again and I go, that's Josh Gad.
And in this moment, we're both making eye contact.
Yeah, he's like
he's looking at us and he's smiling at us. And I'm like, and I'm trying to register the moment.
Yeah.
And Caleb's like, it's Josh Gad. I'm like, no.
And
it's
I stood
not.
Up and I was like, it's Olaf.
No.
I'm just kidding. No. So I just was like super awkward because I'm like, he's looking at us and he's smiling. He's being nice and normal. So I want to be nice and normal and not be weird. So I just told Caitlin, let's not make it a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's here with his family. Let's not be weird. Add to the problem.
Right. So we're getting off the ride vehicle. We have to walk past him. We're literally 2 inches away from him. And I'm like, I don't want to look at him because I don't want to make it weird.
And I was like, do you like warm hugs? Just kidding. No, but the cast, the plaid was like, had her arms out, kind of like, get past,
because there was a big group of people getting off. And so she was standing in front of him.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I can imagine being bombarded by people.
Oh, yeah. Because they would just stop in
front of you. Appreciate that she was kind of like, all right, keep it moving. Like, don't stop. So anyways, we walk right past him. He seems like a normal, awesome guy. And we didn't say anything again because I wanted to just leave him alone.
We just smiled.
Yeah, we smiled.
Yep.
We shared a smile.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he was at the parks the next day as well. So he's a big Disney fan. Also that weekend, Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Who's one of my favorite childhood I mean, like, I grew up with Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds. You name it. I love that guy.
He was there. We did not see him.
We saw
pictures of him.
Saw pictures. And then Joshua Bassett, which I think Caitlin was a little more excited than I was.
High School Musical, the musical, the series
actor,
was there.
He's a good looking kid.
Yeah.
I can understand the
okay.
Your excitement.
Well, I don't think, that's not why I wanted to see him. I just like the show.
You're pretty excited.
Kilby's like, no, no.
Caleb was like, oh my God, Joshua Bassett is here.
Well, because Caleb's little brother texted me and he's like, Joshua's there. And I'm like, who's Joshua? And he's like, oh, Joshua Bassett, Caitlin, get it together. But we did not see him as well.
Yes, of Olivia Rodrigo fame, right?
Yeah.
I know who she is. I didn't know who he was. But anyways, let's move on. We did a lot of walking around and picture taking that day just because we were so excited to be back in the parks. We rode Big Thunder. And then while we were waiting for our food, I went and checked out. This is a little side note. Rosie O'Donnell and Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway is still in that video in the Boudin Bakery.
Yeah, which, by the way, they're giving out bread samples again.
They are. Caitlin partook in that.
I did.
And we ate our lunch at, is it Cochina Cucamonga or Cocina? Cocina. Cocina.
I think it's Cocina. Because
my nanny grew up, we'd call something, if something dirty on the TV came up, she'd go, oh, Cochino.
I think.
Right? That's dirty. I don't know.
I think it's Cocina.
I need to brush up on my Spanish. But anyways, the Mexican restaurant in DCA,
They were amazing.
Very good this time. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of rough experiences in the past just because the food was like kind of cold.
Right.
These were hot and delicious. I got the carne asada tacos. Caitlin got the chicken tacos. Mm-hmm. And I've heard the birria tacos are like to die for.
Yes.
We'll try that next time.
I really liked these tacos because it normally isn't just, they normally put meat, cilantro, and onion on them. This one had all of that plus like avocado. And then there was like a salsa.
Oh.
It was so good.
So yes, if you guys are hankering for some Mexican food, go over there.
Yeah, and I saved a picture of it on our food highlight over on Instagram, so you can check out what it was called. And I had the menu on there as well.
Okay.
So they were quite delicious.
Yeah, and so we ended the night. Again, we didn't do a lot of ride stuff that day. It was really busy. No, it wasn't that busy, actually. Saturday was a lot less busy than Friday, which was weird. And then Sunday was busier than Saturday. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's opposite world.
I did have one thing I wanted to add that we were quite surprised that day. We were looking to get more chocolate caramels. And they were not anywhere.
Yeah.
And we had a we have a friend on Instagram, Debbie, who was like, hey, when she went recently, she was looking for them and she couldn't find them with her family as well. So we're like, oh, we'll check it out. They're gone. They're nowhere.
I know.
Which is so weird to me.
We couldn't find them anywhere. We looked both in DCA, Disneyland, World of Disney.
Yes.
And Downtown Disney.
And Bing Bongs.
No one has them.
So if you see them, let us know, because I couldn't find them anywhere.
I don't know what happened to them. It's very sad. But we ended the night at Trader Sam's, and I'm going to be honest, again, a not so great experience. So I rarely drink. Caitlin and I are like, it's a social thing,
right?
Period. So we don't drink at home, really. So I wouldn't consider myself an expert by any means. But the drink tasted like super watered down. And like, it was like not great. And the server was like rushing us out the whole time, which was kind of weird.
We got the Piranha Pool, which is one of our favorites. We normally get that every time we go. And this time, again, don't get me wrong, it was amazing. But it
was like a smoothie.
It
just
tasted like ice. It was weird. So again, I know that could happen depending on who's making the drink. But it was a bummer because they're not cheap.
Yeah. So with tip and everything, that was $20
for one
drink. We split it. That's how not drinkers we are. I can't have a whole one. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, which is a bummer because, again, we love going there. The atmosphere is amazing. They have really good food there. So, again, if you're in the area, definitely check it out. But just keep in mind, the drink might not be as strong. And it's very expensive. Right. It's not like Lamplight.
Yeah.
Where
it's like straight up 90% alcohol and like a spritz of juice.
This was like ice and puree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Caitlin loved.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. It was good.
But when I'm like, I paid $20 for this.
Yeah,
man.
No,
I get it. Money's worth. Okay. Next up, Sunday, we started the day off at Craftsman Grill, which is that delicious little restaurant, quick service, I'd say it's considered.
At the Grand Californian.
Grand Californian. And they have a gluten-free breakfast platter, which is to die for. Mm-hmm. They have a gluten-free toast, eggs, bacon,
fruit. It's awesome.
It's so good. It's part of your balanced breakfast. Yeah, remember all the cereal commercials?
Oh, yeah. And it's very calm in there as well. I love it. They have the music playing. It's really nice.
Yeah, and it's like never busy.
No.
It's good. We did, again, a lot of hanging out this day. We attempted to ride a couple of attractions, but we ran into that dang Lightning Lane issue.
Oh, with like Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. and something else.
Was it Soarin'?
Soarin'.
Yeah.
So Monsters, Inc., it was a posted 30-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, of course, I love Monsters, Inc. Let's wait in it. Waited in line. We didn't move an inch for like 15 minutes. And then over the intercom, cast member comes on and says, hey, folks, your standby line wait went from 30 to 60 minutes.
Basically, we have Lightning Lane coming in.
Yeah, so. we're accommodating Lightning Lane. And I was like, no.
Yeah. And so everyone literally like half the line left.
Yes.
It was interesting to see.
So again, they have to work through that, man. I get like having longer lines in general, but just doubling in minutes, that's a problem. So right. We're in there, Soarin', same thing. It was a posted like 40 minute wait. By the time we like started the line, they updated it to like 90.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, we didn't mind missing that one because when we go in March, we're going to ride Soarin' Over California, which is our favorite. So that's
No big deal. But again, it's just that same Lightning Lane issue. So just keep that in mind. If you're doing standby only, that's going to happen. Caitlin this day finally tried the Darth by Chocolate.
Over at Disneyland. So, I did.
Yeah, Galactic Grill. Let's hear what you thought.
You know what? This is one thing that I've been so excited to try. I've wanted it forever. They normally only have it certain times of the year. But however, for the 100th anniversary, they just brought it back and it's staying, which is quite exciting. So if you don't know what it is, it's basically a little chocolate parfait. It has red velvet cake, Oreos, chocolate pudding, and there's like a chocolate mousse in it. So in my mind, it sounds absolutely amazing. And of course, it has little Darth Vader chocolate headpiece and like his little lightsaber.
That was the first thing Caitlin ate, was his chocolate head.
And that was amazing. It's just white chocolate. It's super good.
Okay.
However, I have to say I'm slightly disappointed. And before everyone's like, because again, I know this is quite popular. It didn't really taste, to me, when you have like red velvet in it and you have like other types of chocolate, you're going to taste multiple things. This literally just tasted like chocolate pudding. So I thought that was quite interesting. The Oreos, you can tell, had been sitting on top for a while. So they weren't really crunchy.
Like mushy?
They didn't taste like Oreo. They kind of just taste like a chocolate cookie, which again, I know that's what an Oreo is. But you know, Oreo has like a taste, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't my favorite, which again, really bummed me out because I've been waiting so long to try that.
I say we try it again.
I'll try it one more time because I have a couple people on Instagram who like message and they're like, this is amazing. Like, did you love it? And I'm kind of like, nah. I'm going to try it next time we go.
We'll try it. Perfect example was the Cucamonga place. Like the tacos a couple times, not great, but then they were awesome.
Yeah, I want to try it again because from my review, it literally just tasted like chocolate pudding.
I say you order 5 at the same time. Take a bite out of each one and find the best one. No. Problem solved. We grabbed Caitlin a replacement Jungle Cruise lounge fly this trip because I bought her one for her birthday and it came beat up. So that was a huge bummer.
Yeah, it was weird from Shop Disney.
Yeah, so like the ear part of it was all like taped down. And so they were like bent the entire time. So we returned that, bought her one at the parks that we could pick out ourselves. And it's awesome. Caitlin loves it.
Awesome. I love the new Jungle Cruise.
The Jungle Cruise.
Lounge flight.
I don't want to ride that.
It's amazing. So I was super excited to grab that.
Yes. We ended our night. We didn't end it. Close to the end, we ate at Lamplight Lounge again for dinner.
We did.
And we had, as usual, our delicious chicken nachos. They were fantastic. But again, another weird, at the end, I'm going to tell you all the amazing things that experiences we have with cast members. I don't want to sound like I'm ripping on them. This was just a misunderstanding, I think. So it wasn't a big deal.
No.
But she found out I was gluten-free.
The cast member,
Cast member, I'm sorry. And she was like, okay, cool. She brings us our waters and I ordered a drink, the Scream canister.
Yes.
And she said, hey, I'd offer you straws, but we don't have any allergy-friendly straws with us today. And I thought she was kidding, so I kind of laughed. And she was like, no, our paper straws have gluten in them.
Yeah, which was an immediate red flag because I got nervous. Because, again, Disney only has paper straws. So I'm like,
I've been using them the
whole
time.
Have you been? And we just didn't know. Because, again, for people who aren't fully aware with celiac, Caleb is super, super sensitive. So if there's any type of cross-contamination, like if I put a regular flour tortilla on his plate, like he'll get sick within like 10 minutes. It's like, it's a crazy. So when it's a small amount, like if it wasn't a straw, it might not be affecting him like physically, but it's still infecting him like internally.
Well, like my small intestine.
Right.
Stuff,
exactly. Yeah. So that's a big deal. So we started like looking things up. And
yeah. So I was kind of freaking out a little bit because I'm like, I've been using these all day and I've never heard of paper straws having gluten. So I was a little confused I don't know. I was just confused. So I actually messaged Liz from GF Disney Mom.
On Instagram.
She's a huge help. She's awesome. She was like keeping up with us.
We love her.
Throughout a trip and she was messaging us. We were talking about good options and stuff. But anyways, I said, hey, have you heard about the paper straws? And she's like, no, I've used them a million times. I'm good. So I felt a little bit better from a fellow celiac person. And then I think she just might have been misinformed. So the cast member, I think, was doing her best and erring towards the side of being safe.
Caution, which is so sweet.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, if you have any kind of allergy, I think you're good with the paper straws. After my quick 15 minutes of research while sitting there and then also asking the experts.
Right.
We're good.
Right.
So the food was good. I just didn't use straw.
Yeah. The drink was amazing.
The drink was great.
It's like a passion fruit. Oh my goodness.
We need to replicate this.
We do. It's one of our favorites. We get it literally almost every time we go. That one in the, what is it?
Over budget. Very good. Mm-hmm. Which is a description of everyone's vacation. finally, we ended the night with World of Color, my favorite nighttime show. And it is the best show. It was so good.
We had some hot cocoa.
Yeah, we did have hot cocoa.
Amazing.
It was scalding hot. Caitlin burned her mouth. But it helped us get through that night because it was very cold.
Yes.
But that ride, every time, I've seen it a million times, but it gets me every time.
The ride?
The show. I'm confused. It was so good.
It was awesome. And again, there's nothing like standing out there watching one of your favorite shows with hot cocoa. It's just a surreal. And the music, it's just like
it's tears. Amazing.
So I loved it.
I loved it too. And this brings us to our last day, Monday.
Our last day.
It was our last day. So it's always sad. You wake up excited, but also bummed because you kind of have to like pack a little bit, drop the bags off downstairs so you can pick them up later.
Yeah, but we had a pretty seamless experience and we did head over to Galactic Grill for breakfast in Tomorrowland, which is one of our favorite restaurants to have breakfast at.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. They have a delicious gluten-free breakfast sandwich. And it's just amazing. Caitlin gets a breakfast burrito there and she loves it.
So good.
So very good food. We rode Haunted Mansion Holiday this day and it was really fun, but I'm going to admit it was weird seeing Christmas stuff in the end of January.
Yeah.
A little odd. So I understand why they extended it. They didn't want too many e-ticket attractions down at the same time since Indy's down and what have you. But I think it's a little too long.
And I miss the original at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done plenty of holiday rides in the past, and so I think we're ready for the good old OG one to come back. We broke our backs over on Matterhorn.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we did single rider.
So we tried single rider for the first time ever, I think, right?
That's scary.
I loved it.
I miss riding. I don't know.
Yeah, so the line was like an hour, and I said, shoot, let's just wait in it. Why not? And then Caitlin said, single rider, look. And I said, we're trying that.
Yeah, we waited like, 25 minutes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If that. So we were only separated by one or two cars, not a big deal. So that was a blast. It was totally worth it because I missed that ride, the Yeti and everything. Amazing. Just the next thing. We had a lunch at Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta.
So delicious. And you got to have a new item. Thanks to Liz.
Again, thanks to Liz with GF Disney Mom over on Instagram. She recommended the gluten-free pesto and cheese pasta. So this is like an off-roster dish. It's not advertised as gluten-free, but they can do it gluten-free. And it was so good.
And they added chicken to it. It was awesome.
Very good. What'd you get?
I got people are going to laugh. I always get the kids' cheese pizza with the side salad.
You do that.
It's just the perfect amount of food.
It is.
It's so delicious.
And a couple bites of your salad, thank you. Some fiber.
Yeah.
I don't get enough of that at the Disney Resorts.
No.
I'm like, is it meat and carbs? I'll take it. Yes. Vegetables, get that off there. We had to leave in the afternoon, unfortunately, to make our flight back home. But highlight of the trip was we were walking back and we saw a couple people being arrested in front of
the Grand Californian, which is interesting because on our way out, we saw a police officer kind of running through
DCA.
Like Grizzly Peak area.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is that? And then as we walked through the hotel, there was two people in the back of a car with a backpack
open
in the back.
Which I think Disney's pretty strict. If they catch you stealing, man, you're in trouble.
Because it looked like a normal, like, you know those old park bags or like the backpacks that say like Disney World or Disneyland on the back with Mickey's all over it? It was that bag and it was filled with stuff.
Yikes.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get a good look, but that was interesting.
Yeah.
Reality hits you hard when you leave that Disney bubble. Let me tell you why. Our Uber experience was quite interesting.
Oh, dear.
So this is our Uber. We walked back to the hotel, grabbed our bags. And it was time to go to the airport, unfortunately. And so I called an Uber like we usually do. This guy pulls up and the van opens up. It was a van, a minivan. Mm-hmm. And the car door opens up and Caitlin goes in and she turns around with this look on her face. And she's like, Caleb, it smells like cigarettes. So again, no judgment if anyone smokes or anything. It's just not, we don't choose to do it. And Caitlin's very sensitive to the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably sensitive. So that was the deal, was that we're going to be in this van for 30 minutes and there is no way we can make it. In the scuffle things, again, the guys outside are like helping us with their bags. So they've already got them loaded up in the back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk to him like, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you doing that. Caitlin's just crawling in because she didn't get a response from me.
It was so kind of weird.
And she is like staring daggers into me while we're pulling out. And I'm like, what do you want me to do at this point? What do you want me to do at this point? So then this guy starts driving like Speed Racer.
Oh, no. He's like Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, he's out there just like, whop, in his like Dodge minivan. And I'm like, bro, settle down. So I look at Caitlin and I'm like shaking my head like, we can't do this. So I say, hey, guy, drop us off over at Outback Steakhouse.
Over by like the Hyatt.
We're going to grab some dinner before we head to the airport.
He's probably like, what?
Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm hungry. So he's like, okay. So he pulls over. We get out. Caitlin's like trying to get fresh air. She's like, my head hurts already.
Okay, I need everyone to know, this isn't me being a baby. I get like really bad migraines with cigarette smoke. And so that's why
I'm giving you a hard time. So she's already like upset, like, crud, I'm going to have a headache the rest of the day. So then I'm like, I'm frustrated because I can't believe Uber would allow. I'm like, why would they let this guy do this? And he's probably breaking a rule.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's not Uber's fault.
So they drop us off. I'm ordering an Uber, but I'm like, I don't want to get that guy again because he went and parked in the parking lot.
Yeah, and he was like watching us.
Yeah, he's probably like, oh, are they going to go eat?
Yeah.
No, bro, we're not. So I'm like, I don't want to get him again. I don't want to get the same problem. So I'm like, forget it. I don't care how much it costs. I'm like, there's no way I did a fully electric one because people in fully electric cars don't smoke, if you knew that.
I don't know.
It's not a fact. But I'm like, maybe I'm going to lessen our chances of getting a bad experience.
Right.
So I picked the eco-friendly, fully electric option.
Yeah.
Which is a little more money, but I was like, it's worth it. So this guy comes up, super nice guy in a Tesla Model 3.
Yep.
Which I figured out, I'm also not a huge fan of Teslas because of the... like the regenerative braking thing.
Oh, yeah. So which he was getting frustrated as well.
Yeah, and it was a rental. He said his car was like messed with, so this is a rental car. I don't know how he's able to drive it like for Uber. But anyways, every single time you take your foot off the gas, it like brakes for you to regenerate, to recharge the batteries.
Right.
It's a very, for people that get motion sick, it's not a fun experience. We sound like giant babies right now, but we just get real sensitive in the car.
Yeah.
So I was like considering, do we rent a car from now on?
With
how much it is now, so this one was $60 as well.
Yeah, but if you add it up though, it's still cheaper. Even if both were $60, let's just say it's $120. That's still cheaper than renting a car. Still cheaper than paying hotel parking, and it's just like just doesn't make sense.
I know, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So overall, we had a fantastic time. I mean, there was very few, again, it sounds like we may have been nitpicking there. Overall, 99.9% of our experience down there was fantastic. We had a really good time. And I think, let me tell you a main reason, the weather was awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. It was
cold. I'm telling you, man, even in the summer, if you have the same kind of day, you're wiped at the end of the day. I had energy till 1 a.m. I could have gone the whole time.
Yeah, no, just overly amount of sweat coming out of your body. It was amazing, like chilly.
It was awesome. It got chilly. I prefer the cold. So Caitlin was like, if it was a little warmer. So I'm hoping spring might be like the perfect time to go.
Yeah.
So we had a great time. Lunar New Year was awesome. I mean, the decorations were great.
The parade was amazing.
The parade was awesome. The shows were awesome. The one thing, again, for you allergy folks, there's really no options at the food booths. Mm-hmm. So kind of write those off. I think there's one option and the cross-contamination looks a little iffy. So we decided not to partake in any of that.
But for people who don't have allergies, they have quite yummy food for you guys.
Tons. And like they have this like cake option that looks amazing.
Oh, it's like a little mandarin. It's like a mandarin cake or something. It looks so good. It looks amazing.
Adventureland construction was kind of weird. It's definitely needed. They really do need to update that area, both the NDQ with like, I think it's like cracked concrete. They're all filling that in right now. And then, but it was weird because you have to like, it just blocks it off. So half of Adventureland is not accessible right now. Lots of great merchandise in the parks.
Yes.
They must have made a change because it went from not good to great. Amazing. Within weeks.
Caleb and I literally wanted to buy like 1,700 things while we were there. And that's awesome. And I feel like everyone was in the new merch. Like, remember when we would like look around? Normally you see people in Disney stuff, but like everybody was in the 100th.
It's a big anniversary.
The Spirit Jersey.
I think that's why.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. So head over to Instagram if you're not already following us at Market House Podcast to see everything we bought this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin's going to feature some stuff over there so you can see all the goodies we grabbed. And really quick, huge shout out to Ashley, Darling of Disney over on Instagram. She hooked it up with a multi-experience pass. So her and her husband bought a, tell me what that is.
Lightning Lane.
Mm-hmm. No, Genie Plus. They subscribed to Genie Plus. And they said, hey, we're leaving the parks. We've got this multi-day experience pass, which you get when a ride shuts down and you're not able to use your Genie Pass. So they said, we're not going to use it. Do you want it? And I was like, yes, please. Thank you so much.
We used it on Guardians, which saved us a 75-minute wait, which was so awesome.
It was awesome. So thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
You guys are awesome. And then finally, just to wrap up the whole cast member thing, again, 99% of our experience, they were so awesome this trip.
Oh my gosh.
Helpful, smiley, hello, how you doing? How can I help you? They were so nice. And so at the end of the day, I became so appreciative. Those guys really do make the magic happen. So huge shout out to cast members. Thank you for what you do.
Yes,
because it's appreciated.
There was one in particular that I wanted to mention before we close, and I thought you could tell the story, was the cast member at Pixar Pier who made our entire day with that picture. Do you remember?
Yes. Sorry, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yes. So Caleb and I were taking some pictures at Pixar Pier, and there was a cast member that was walking by, and he was so sweet. He like waited, and I was like, oh, no, like you go ahead and go. And so as he's going, he stops next to Caleb and poses, and I'm going to post the picture coming up. It is the coolest.
With his broom and his
thing. It was so good.
Yeah, it was
cool. It's like little moments like that where I'm like, you guys literally make the magic here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so awesome.
Very nice.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That was a fun trip. If you have any plans of going to the parks anytime soon, you are going to have a blast. Trust me, you will. It's just amazing. The decorations for the 100th are awesome. We saw about 90% of them there, and they were beautiful.
Right.
And just enjoy your time. Again, great weather, great times, great food. It's a fun time to go to Disney.
Yes, and we'll be heading back super soon, so stay tuned for that. And like Caleb mentioned, please follow us on Instagram to follow along with all of our trips and stories and food and merch and all of that.
We post everything at Market House Podcast and Twitter at Market House Pod. Make sure to follow us over there for all the exciting announcements that we have and the things we do. We pretty much post everything. Again, really quick, consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Giant help to the show. And share it with a friend. If you want to send this over to them, convince them to go on a trip, or they just like Disney, send this episode over to them. Remember to use our Undercover Tourist link for your future trip bookings. Not only supports the podcast, but also saves you a couple of bucks. But Caitlin, do you have anything?
That's it.
That's it. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week with another episode.
Bye.